We are learning Masechtas Ksubis, Daf Chof Tes, Amud Aleph, and we are beginning a brand new Perek, Perek Elun Iris. Elun Iris deals with the halachas of Oynis and Mefata, and the next Perek also talks about that. The halacha is, it's in the Torah, there's a parasha of Oynis, that the Pasuk says, Ki yimtza ish naira besula shaloya rasa, v'safsa v'shachav imav v'nimtza'u. There's a person who grabs a naira besula, and is ma'anasir. It says in the pasuk, "Nasan esha sheichiv ima lavi anayra chamishiv kesef." You have to give 50 kesef. Loi seal isha. First of all, you have to pay the father 50 kesef. It says avi anayra. And second of all, you have to marry her. Loi seal isha tachas hasheina loyuchol shach koyama. You can't send her away. And there's another parasha of mefata. This is oynis. There's another parasha of mefata. It says mefata ish besula shalei rasha v'shachav ima ma'ayim rena loy l'isha imayim manavil sit loy kesev yishkol k'maya besulais. So there is a halacha of mefata also gets chamishim kesef, and that is the discussion. Now Mishnah, we'll talk about oynis beker. Zok the Mishnah elu nairis shiyesh lam knas. The following nairis have knas: haba mamzeres val nasina val kusis. The Mishnah is mechadish to us that even though a mamzeres is someone who you can't marry, and the Gemara will ask, but even though it's a mamzeres you can't marry, but if someone's ma'anis and mamzeres, he still has to give a knas of 50 kesef. Mamzeres, we know what it is. Val nasina, what's a nasina? Nasina is, Rashi learns, a nasin is someone from the gevoinim, and David HaMelech was goyza on them that they shouldn't come l'kahal. So Rashi's mashma that the nasinim are only a derabbanan, because according to Rashi learns the issa of lois eschatim b'hem, which was the issa said by lois eschatim b'am, the issa that was said the gabbai shiva amim was only if they were goyim. If they're gerim, there's no issa of lois eschatim b'am. It's really a shalding mar in Yevamos, and these gevoinim who became gerim like illegally, they made up a story. The halacha is that the David made them into us l'kahal. But really, when they rise to the mutal l'kahal, that's what Rashi learns. Tosfos argues right here, big Tosfos. And Tosfos says, from the Gemara's mashma, the Nesina is the Raisa. There's a mashmais in the Mesechus Makkos that they get Malkus on this, on Nesina. And therefore, Tosfos learns that Nesina is also a midaraisa. What is Rashi and Tosfos? We spoke to that in Yevamos also. So, Abba, Mamzeres, Val Nesina, Val Akusis. All these three have a din of knas. What's a kusis? Rashi says, a kusi is that nation that came to become Geirim, Rashi says, "Ksava Geiri Arayisim," and they're a Goyim still. But yes, don't believe Lois Chatimbam, and they have the Isla Lois Chatimbam. Rashi Shit Hosay the holes Lois Chatimbam is while they are Goyim, and Tosis on this points this out because according to Tosis, Lois Chatimbam, this is Lashon Chitun, is Dafka a Ger from Shiva Am has Isla Lois Chatimbam, not a Goy. So, and also Shverafi Rashi, if it's a goy, how you chayev knas on a goy? You chayev knas when you ma'anas a goy? Well, Rashi's a pelo. Rashi's kusis geri raisin. Rashi's ma'anas a goy. Rashi's a pelo. Tosis asks kasha, and Tosis learns is talking about according to Rambam geri emesim. They gerim. So what's the chiddush? What's the chiddush? There's a din of oynis mafata on them. There's a din of oynis. What's the chiddush? So Tosis says the chiddush is v'yashloim. In the middle of Tosis, they're maskav ala kusis. You would think you shouldn't give them knas, you shouldn't get mixed up with them, think they're a regular yid, and really not, because they don't keep the mitzvahs correctly, and therefore that is the chiddush. The Taisa Sharam says the chiddush is that Gufa to tell us that Gary Emes saying that's the chiddush of Alakusis, tells that Gary Emes. Sak upon him. Right, which means that Goyim, right, he's arguing Rashi. Taisa is arguing a Rashi. Rashi is a Pella, Rashi is talking about Goy.
That's
going to Rashi. Rashi obviously learns that to get a knas even by a goy. It's a pella. Tais asks in the Gemara we had in Daf Yud Aleph that says that you don't give a goy knas. But that's Peldiger Rashi. I'm the Pnei Yeshua. He tries to answer. But Kaponim, that's the first chelik of our Mishnah. First chelik of our Mishnah is that even though Yabah Amamzeres, Val Nasin, Val Kusis, which are people who you can't keep as a wife, still there's an Isser of, there's a din of a knas for the oynis. Still a din of a knas. The next part of the Mishnah, the halacha is there has to be a besula in order to be chayiv for the knas. It has to be a besula. So haba. Now we always assume that a goita who became a geiris is already a beula. Same thing for a shavuya, and the same thing for a shivcha. So haba a geiris val shavuya val shivcha should niftu vishnis gair v'shestachru pchusos and reshal shom v'yem echad. So then, since they were freed or became a ger, or got redeemed before they were 3 years old. So even if someone was mezana with them, the besulim grew back, and therefore they're considered a besula. That's on this chelik mishnah. They are considered a besula, and you have a halacha of oinus. Now we spoke about that when we saw this in the mishnah dafir aleph. The order is interesting. It starts off with Giyores, Shvuyah, and Shivcha. Should have said, Shenizgairu, Vishniftu, Vishnishtachru. But that's not the order. Shniftu, Shizgairu, Vishnishtachru. And also, what exactly is the order of Giyores and Shvuyah and Shivcha? So the Ritva there speaks out that Giyores is the most chashiv. Giyores is someone that the person who comes to be close to Hashem. So that's a chashiv thing. Shvuyah, the next level, and Shivcha is the third level. But when it comes to the Niftu, which is going on us, the most important thing to do is pidyon shvuyah, niftu. Nisgairu is not a mitzvah to make gerim, but you know, if they want to be gerim, make them gerim. Nishtacharu is already an iser. That's why it says it in that order. Okay, that's the second part of the Mishnah. The third part of the Mishnah, so the first part of the Mishnah, again, is that even though it's the iser, that as no loy sila isha, still is knas. The second part of the Mishnah is teaching us that she's a psula if it was before 3 years old that one of the events happened. The third part of the Mishnah is Abba ala Choysoi. If someone is Mezana with his sister, or Ma'anis his sister, or Valchais Aviv, or his father's sister, Valchais Imoy, his mother's sister, Valchais Ishtar, his wife's sister, Valchais Achiv, his brother's wife, Val Ishtar Chiaviv, or his uncle's wife, Val Anido, Yeshlam Knas, all these have a Knas of Oinus. Afa Bisham Vikaris, even though it's a Chi of Karis, Ein Be'a Mises Bezdin. Which the Mishnah is speaking out like this. If it's Mrs. Bezdin, we have an idea called Kamle B'derabimineh. You get Mrs. Bezdin, you don't get the Knas. But our Mishnah holds Karis, there's no Kamle B'derabimineh by Karis. And therefore, by these, Avada will also be a Knas, even though they're Chayiv Karis.
They're
not Eishish. But if they were Eishish, then there would be an Isser of Skila. Then we Chayiv Skila, Chayiv Mrs. Bezdin, there's no Eishish. It could be talking about, yeah. Zokta Gemara, the first line. It says, Elu Naishasam Knas. It sounds like if you read the Mishnah without knowing anything, you would say, the only ones that have Knas are Mamzeris, Asina, and Kusis. Freyta Gemara, Hai Nairis, Pesulas, Islu Knas, Ksheris, Loi. Only these Nairis have Knas of Oinis, no Ksheris. Hai Ksheris, Loi. It's like, no, Hokkama. Elu Nairis, Pesulas, Yeshama Knas, Habal, Mamzeris, Asina, and Kusis. These, the following Nairis, Pesulas, have knas, which is what? Habal Mamzeres, Malnasina, Balakusis, even though they are psula, they still have knas. So the Gemara Vayit. It says in our Mishnah, Nairos. Naira is between 12 and 12 and a half. From 1 day old till 12 is called a katana. From 12 to 12 is called a naira. And after 12 and a half is called a begeres. So it's mashmar Mishnah. Only a naira has knas. Naira in katana loy. It's mashmar Mishnah. The only one who gets knas of oinis is only a naira, not a katana. Man tana. Which tana is this like? Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Rameihi. It's a katana Rameihi. The tana in the Braisa. Katana bas yom echod va'at tovish de sairos yesh lo mechar ve'ein le knas. A katana from 1 day old until 12 tovish de sairos, father could sell her as a o'oma. But she does not get knas. This is Ramei Yeshita. Mishtavi stays Cyrus, which means when she becomes a Naira, Vatra is a bugger, 6 months later until she becomes a Begeris, yes, lo knas. Then there is a knas, Ve'en Lamecha, you can't sell her anymore. Divrei Ramei. Right? Like we learned, the Gemara of Drasha, in Erechin and Kedushin, that you cannot sell Omavriya after 12. Why? Because if she goes out to stay Cyrus, Haki is seller. So you can't sell her after 12. And Ramei is learning that the Pasuk says Naira, Basula means Dafka Naira. And therefore, only a Naira has a din of Knas, and under Naira is din of Mecher. Anytime there's Mecher, which means until 12, ain't Knas, no Knas. Anytime there's a Knas, there's no Mecher. That's what comes out. That's the klal. Not that it has any shaykhs to each other. It just comes out. This is the klal. When there's Mecher, there's no Knas. When there's Knas, there's no Mecher. That's Ramei Shita. A katana from 3 years old until tibager, yes, lo knas. Under 3, there's no knas. Why not? Because under 3 is not ru'i labia. It has to be ru'i labia. Only a bia that's haru'iya, you chayiv knas for that. So under 3 is also no knas. So katana, bashal shom yamechad vach tibager until bagris. Past nair until bagris, yes, lo knas. That's what Chacham say. Chacham Agur Ramei holds a katana could have knas from 3 to 12. Not like Ramei. and then 12 to 12 and a half, we have knas. But he's arguing from 3 to 12, the chav hold, you get knas. Freit the Gemara, knas in mecha, loy, not mecha, only knas. Zok the Gemara, ema af, knas, makim mecha. Not only is there knas, not only is there mecha, there's knas also from 3 to 12. And Rashi points out that the mecha is a little different, because mecha has from Yom Echad, there's a din mecha you can sell until Shtei Sairus. And Knas has a little longer from 12 to 12 and a half. So not exactly the same mecha and Knas, but there is a part that overlaps. From 3 years old until 12, there is mecha and Knas. Not like our mayor says, there's no mecha and Knas overlapping at all. According to Rabbanan, they overlap from 3 to 12. Now, Tosis points out, just a pshat idea, that we're saying in our Mishnah is buchach like our mayor, because it's Elo Nairus or some Knas. So Tosis asked that, how do you know? Maybe just Nairus come lafuki begeres. Because he brings a raya from other places that sometimes we will call someone a Naira, you know, it's a Naira Psula or Mayrasa. It could be even a Ketana. So just Naira come lafuki begeres. So Tosis answers that we were saying kind of Mishnah later on, that Mem Mabez, that says first, like Rameyer, and says, the Mishnah, the Mem, the reading of the Mishnah, says, Shishmecha in Knas, Shishmas in Mecha. So it's the first of Mishnah later on, and we'll be Samech on that to know that this is Rameyer Dafka, and this word Naira means Dafka Naira, and not Ketana.